If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat. And if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For so you will heap coals of fire on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Solomon, Proverbs 25, 21, and 22. Hi, it's Nathan, and this is day 25 of 30 Days of Wisdom. The biblical portrayal of beautiful people that we are meant to be is truly magnificent, challenging. We are meant to live above the skirmish of life, not to live like one more fighting dog in a dog-eat-dog world. We were made to be life infusers everywhere, to everyone, enemies included. I'm struggling to put into sound bites what's in my head, but I'll try. Instead of getting wrapped up in the day-to-day push and shove, losing our heads and living for ourselves, we're meant to live in a different world without leaving our own. Meant to see with redemptive eyes, compassionate eyes, not self-protective, self-defensive eyes. Meant to live larger than life while living in the middle of life's unfolding drama. Meant to see all people as persons of inconceivable value who share with us a common redeemer. Meant to struggle to alleviate suffering and press toward redemption in every life that touches our own. We're meant to lose the monikers of friend and foe, instead seeing sibling, child, daughter, father, spouse. We're meant to heap healing coals of redemption and hope, rather than breathing out the fumes of hell.